Good morning, 822.
Oh, a lot of us love to drink our diet sodas, but while we save ourselves the sugar and the calories, are we inviting in other problems? A new study finds that people who drink diet sodas are more likely to be diagnosed with depression. Joining us live now is CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry, is it just the diet sodas or any drinks that we put sweetener in?
Well, it's any sweetened drinks, Bruce, according to this study. It was a 10-year study, and the strength of it was is that it involved 264,000 people. It was conducted by the National Institutes of Health. Basically, they gathered these people together. They gauged their habits of drinking soda, tea, fruit punch, and coffee from 1995 to 1996, and then 10 years later, asked them if they had ever been diagnosed with depression, and they found that people who drank more than four cans or cups a day of soda were 30% more likely to develop depression. There was a similar finding for fruit punch. And interestingly, people who drank the diet beverages, those that aren't sweetened with sugar, had an even greater risk. And it's very curious. This study can't prove any cause and effect at this point in time. The researchers admit that more studies are needed. But it's an interesting association that especially considering the fact that you have both diet and sugar-sweetened beverages and carbonated beverages and non-carbonated beverages showing this increased depression risk.
Now, did it matter what the artificial sweetener was? There are so many that are out there.
No, it didn't, Mike, not in this study. And that's one of the problems with this study, is that they note this association, they note these interesting findings, they admit that more research is needed, but it just raises an awful lot of questions about how this could be occurring, especially when you have all these different types of sweetened beverages with this association. Now, on the flip side of this, the researchers also noted that people who drank four cups of coffee per day were about 10% less likely to develop depression. So basically, what they're doing with this study that's going to be presented at a neurology conference in San Diego next month, what they're doing is they're saying these are very interesting findings. They involve an awful lot of people. We really need to look into this further.
Was that unsweetened coffee that they drank?
I don't know if that helps.
Well, that's just it. You know, even when we try and be healthy, you know, you sit down to lunch and order an iced tea, you put a little sweetener in that too.
Oh, I know. And sometimes I know people think these studies can drive you crazy, but it's an interesting finding. Again, it involves an awful lot of people, so it should be taken seriously.
Is there any truth here that if you go out and you have a Coke and a pizza, it makes everything okay?
I think that balances everything out, Mike.
That's a plan.
All right, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Thanks, Bear.
It's 8:24.